morning. Today is Wednesday, August the 29th. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor and, I guess, philanthropist, huh? Rex Bone.
Oh, I raise a lot of money for a lot of good causes.
Well, I was, you know, earlier this week you were down south giving away money, so I presumed that some of that was your money.
So a little bit of it was mine, lot of it was the good people of Humboldt County.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as soon as we stump you with our why do we say that.
I'd love to.
All right. Barber. Where did the barber get that name?
I have no idea. It's been a while since I've seen one.
Yeah. Me too.
You look younger with your hair parted down the middle.
Yeah. At first, the barber only trimmed beards and let the other hair alone. And the Latin word for beard is barba. When beards were shaved off and hair began to be trimmed, the barber altered his work somewhat, but kept the same name.
Look at that.
See, should have gone to Latin.
I always thought they'd just be called a headscaper. But.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, you were down Lake County on Monday?
Yeah, I, with Redwood Capital Bank, my niece, Becca Meyer, she wanted to do something, and she designed the little Humboldt Cares decal that we had made to give to everybody that donated at Redwood Capital Bank. We thought we're Humboldt County. We do stuff for people. And we put this little fund together, and there was like $14,000-$15,000 in it. And I don't have the guys' names, but the Cascade Barbecue Crew, I think is what their name was. They got second place in the big barbecue contest at the fair and won $800. They said, "Hey, Rex, give it to the barbecue fund." I says, "Well, under what name?" He says, "I don't know. Do it under the Surf and Turf Barbecue Contest. We don't care. Just get it to somebody that it can help," which I thought was a great, you know. But so we took $7,500. I called Ron Brown and Jim Steele, who are supervisors in Lake County, and asked them, you know, what would be a good place to donate to where it would get in people's hands, get the most bang for the buck, and there wasn't an executive director getting, no offense against executive directors, but taking 20% off the top for, you know, letting it go through their coffers. And they had a Senior Silver Foundation that Jim's involved with. And it's just a lot of seniors who get together and do good things in Lake County. Now, albeit that Lake County is probably one of the most financially challenged counties in the state by far. And Jim Steele says, "I've got the most challenging district, Upper Lake, in that area." And they had people they were being able to help immediately that were down and out, living on SSI, had lost their living quarters, and were trying to get back on their feet, just a trailer or something to live in, or a $500 deposit. And we were able to make gift cards and things like that and make a difference. They were very appreciative. And, you know, times like that, you're just so damn proud to be from Humboldt County.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the opportunity is there. Seems like on a very regular basis.
And that's the sad part. You know, we went over last year. I went down to Sonoma County and cooked for a couple of days. And this year we went over to Redding and cooked. And I had Russell and Katie Boham from here, who's a fire captain, who was came over and helped for a couple of days. And we actually cooked in Redding and then went over to Weaverville. Yeah, the new norm. And, you know, with that, I'll tell you a little bit about some stuff that went on with the Assembly and the Senate last night that will help some of this. But we actually, I'm going to run over to Reading next week, and they've got a group over there called the Shasta Community Foundation, and it's a pretty good-sized foundation. They have an executive director, but they've said all the emergency funds for fire victims, there won't be any charge for the throughput. And I'm talking with Supervisor Les Baugh over there. Kind of defer to these guys that I serve on RCRC with and stuff like that.
Well, they know their communities.
They know their communities. I think the people have given the money at Redwood Capital Bank, and it's been great. Murphy's Markets called, and they'd been doing donation buckets, and I think they're bringing in $3,000. So I want to thank Murphy's Markets. Eureka Natural Foods did their roundup. You know, round up. If you buy something for $6.40, you round up to $7. They raised almost $16,000 to $20,000. I was talking to Rick, and he's working with the local Rotary groups from the affected communities. We had truck and trailer loads of clothing, food, everything. You know, to help people. And I just, you know, and like you, sad but true, we're getting a lot of opportunities to show what a great county we are. But it's too bad we have to do it.
So you said something was going on at the state capitol.
Last night, the Forest Committee, it's, I can get you the exact name here so I can remember it all exactly. They met. And
it's not the Forestry Board, is it?
No. They worked kind of late. The Jim Woods was very instrumental in helping, reaching across the aisle, working with Brian Dolly from over in the valley. And they were able to, it looks like, get SB 901 across the board, and now it goes in front for a full vote, and hopefully it has to be passed this week. And it really makes a big difference. It's the Joint Conference Committee on Wildfire Preparedness and Response. And they unanimously approved legislation to address the state's wildfire risk and prevention policies. And in that, they addressed PG&E's liability issues and worked with them. I was talking to somebody late last night after it got through and early this morning, and they said nobody was happy, so that must mean it's pretty good legislation.
Yeah.
But with it, the biggest part of this is they reached Brian Dolly and Jim Woods, our assemblyman, fought to get $1 billion put in there, $200 million a year for the next 5 years for vegetation removal and management along the corridors.
Is this like salvage harvest?
A lot like.
KINS, News and Information Times, 819.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It is 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Lots of things going on in the neighborhood that aren't, well, I guess they are fire related.
Yeah, I mean, last night, big deal. I mean, they lost most of the dockside facility at the Fields Landing, the old Fields Landing Eureka Fisheries facility. And they used to do, I think it was 2 million pounds a year of salmon, 6 million pounds a year of crab. And then, you know, their basis was, you know, rockfish and bottom fish and things like that. I mean, they'd put 15, 20 million pounds of fish through that place a year, employed thousands of people, the Hunter family and the, you know, Bud Thomas and Gibb Hunter and their respective families.
Why do we have to say that's the old days?
It's sad because there was no power out there. The power was off out there and everything else. So they haven't found a cause yet. I was out there early this morning, but talking to Kent Horbutt from the fire department, and it's just sad to see that big chunk. I mean, I spent a lot of my working career out there. You know, we did a lot of fuel and a lot of oil with the Thomas and Hunter family, and I mean, you don't find better people than that. And you know, Dennis Hunter and those guys are still giving back to our community today, and it's just sad to see. But there's no other way to put it.
Yeah, another passing of an era kind of thing.
Yeah, and you talk to people and they're going, "Well, they did 2 million pounds of salmon a year." Yeah,
three times yesterday. I don't know why. I guess I get into these little trends. I was talking about the old days in downtown Eureka, pre Bayshore Mall, right? So you had 4th and 5th on F.
You know, Christmas time, you had a policeman on every corner.
The magical corner, yeah. And trying to remember all the various stores and seeing blank stares. How
Trembles.
Things have
Trembles.
Turned. Yeah.
The best hamburger in town, Woolworths.
Hollanders.
Jewelry.
Even Killian's and 3 of Us.
Hollanders stayed around a long time. I mean, you know, Barney stayed around a long time, you know.
Walsh's.
Fred.
Yeah. I just, how things have changed so
Lincoln's.
So I mean, much. You
know, Lincoln's.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I just...
Hornbrooks? Hornbrooks? I've still got a pair of cowboy boots that I bought from Hornbrooks.
Dead
yeah.
Arthur, I just remember that little thing you put your feet in and you could see the X-ray machine.
I guess
turned out not to be so cool.
Yeah.
that was
Arthur,
cool.
Arthur Johnson's. I remember my father passed away. I think it was Art asked me, he says, "Your dad had a suit here, Rex. What do we do with it?" And I'm going, guess we bury him in it.
Put him in.
No,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't know. I wasn't sure. I mean, you know, I remember, you know, because I didn't want to bother mom with that detail.
Right.
You know, and it's just, but everything was Bistrin's, you know, and, it, you know, they had a couple different stores. They had their teen store. They had their big store. And, I mean, you go up and down that whole street and there's a, you know.
The vibrancy.
Pennies. What do you remember from Pennies?
The guardrail and the stairs going down.
No, see, I remember the air chute when they used to shoot everything up and down, the paperwork up and down with those air tubes. So,
and Gordon Greenfield.
You know why we remember? You know why we remember all this stuff?
Because we're old. Well, as you're bopping around now in all the little podunks throughout the state,
yeah.
Do you see any of the small towns still with that vibrancy?
Well, it's
not that we don't have it with our small towns, but is vibrancy commonplace in the small towns?
Now vibrancy is boutique. You know, vibrancy isn't it's boutique, and you don't have the. I mean, you take a look around.
The department store doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, but you take a look around. I would venture to say, and I'll probably make somebody upset. Two oldest businesses in Humboldt County are probably Nielsen Feed and Mercer Fraser.
Still owned by the same.
Mercer Fraser's had some changing, but they've changed the same guard. Nielsen family still has followed down the lines. I mean, I think they're 1880 something. I think like that. And Mercer Fraser, I think, is 1870. You know, and I'm trying to think who might be older than that. And I'm sure there's someone out there and stuff, but you know, you take a look at these businesses that are having their 50th and 60th anniversaries, and you're thinking these other ones are, you know, have been around. And I mean, that's our heritage. That's why we're talking about Eureka Fisheries. I mean, that was such, everybody had a family member or a friend or somebody
like
that worked on the boat. Yeah.
You know, one degree of separation.
Yeah.
Boom,
yeah.
There, you know.
Yeah, no.
Just some of the larger employment bases. Do you sense that opportunity is there down the road?
Oh, I think we're going to find ourselves. There's going to be a lot of these little entrepreneurs that are making stuff are going to become bigger and become niche manufacturers and maybe much larger manufacturers. I mean, you know, you've got
I sense though with automation and computers and stuff that there's never going to be a large employment base like there was with one individual. I mean, you can look at the hospital and go, okay, if you have a large regional, you might be able to have. What, a couple hundred people?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. But there's, we're not citing a lot of hospitals.
Yeah. No.
So for something to come back in, if you brought in the pulp mill again, how many people would need to operate a pulp mill?
272.
Was.
Yeah. No.
Today, brand new with automation and different. It's just is different.
But, you know, I mean, you take a look at people that have grown. I mean, you look at what Herman did and everything with Open Door Clinic, you know, getting ready to open up their Fortuna unit in partnership and full acceptance with the St. Joseph's Healthcare. So, I mean, you know.
But we had General Hospital.
We had General Hospital, but I mean.
So, I mean, that's.
It sometimes amazes me that the number I think is 70% of all the people in Humboldt County visit Open Door Clinic at one time or another. It's a huge, that's a staggering number for me. But they're in Ferndale, Fortuna. I mean, they're everywhere.
So are we. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit DecadeOfDifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, and American Egg. Rex, as you reflect back on this past month, you know, you'd already talked about some of the largesse of the county. The fact that you guys were out of session a little bit gave you some flexibility to do some stuff. County Fair is now come and gone. Auto Expo is now come and gone. Normal kind of starts settling in. What are you going to remember of summer?
You know, it was funny. We were down 2 weeks, and that's kind of our downtime, and I use that time to catch up on meetings and things that I can get done. I think the first week I had 24 appointments to make. And you know, and I wouldn't do it without the staff in our office. I always got to applaud them.
So that's why Kathy's off this week. Yeah, she just basically needs to get away from me.
Yeah. I mean, the Tracy and Kathy and Ryan and Brooke, they you know, they manage this. They, you know, I get phone calls, I get texts reminding me, don't forget Ken's at 8 this morning, you know, since I get the text that says you're late for Ken's. I say, yeah, I'm in Lake County on Monday. So, but I mean, we don't do it. And I try not to overburden them. And that's, you always have to be cognizant because they've got to get the agendas. They've got to take care of all our phone calls.
They got their work.
They've got a lot of work to do. So, yeah. I mean, I try not to give them little piddly work or have them do, you know, things that don't count as much. And but they'll do it. That's the problem, is they won't say no, and so you've got to, you know, you've got to manage them as well as you manage yourself, so you're cognizant of the work they're doing. But Humboldt County Fair, it is the Humboldt County Fair, so all five supervisors get to be part of the fair. I tend to go a little overboard because it is in my district.
No, it's because you have fun there. Don't give you. It's not your district.
I've been going there for 57 years. I remember. I always say it. I've started going there because my next door neighbor, Jack Retzloff, his son Mike, and Derek would take us to the races because Jack liked to watch horses run a lot.
Yeah. Anywhere.
And when Jack won, he'd give us all, you know, give Mike and I a quarter, and then we could. You could actually go do something with a quarter. I stopped by there. I was down in Ferndale yesterday afternoon, and I stopped by to see Richard, their general manager, and Lisa, who is actually the general manager, but Lisa Hindley. And I mean, they were dog tired because I mean they put in 15, 18-hour days for 10 days, 12 days. You know, getting ready, set up, tear down. They're still getting things taken down, and it looks like attendance was up around 10%. I didn't have final numbers, but looked like, and I can tell you, I was Thursday was the barbecue competition with Guy Fieri, and there was I think 22.
You buy into his name change?
He wrote it on my hand, just so you understand.
It's not fair.
He wrote it on my hand. He wrote something else on there too, but it was great because yes. Says, this is how you say it.
It's tough when you remember, yeah. You know, the guys when they were before, yeah.
But, you know, for him to come up here and, you know, why he was here, you know, a few weeks ago he donated $17,000 for new bleachers to the elementary school. And then why he was here, he donated, it must have been a $22,000, $23,000 side-by-side to the Ferndale Volunteer Fire Department for beach rescues and areas they can't get to, a little side-by-side so they could set it up with a little tank and stuff. But he gives back to his community like no tomorrow, and he reaches out. He said, hey, Rex, if you ever need some help with a community fundraiser that's really important, you know, let me know. He says, this community means a lot to me, and he hasn't forgot that. He's got his entourage. He's got his friends here, and they have a ball when they're here. So he...
I would figure as much as anything, I know he's Santa Rosa based, but, you know, that's not home. It's different things that coming back to normal, if you will.
Well, he
allows him to be normal.
He had a son who was getting ready to go back to school at the University of Las Vegas. And
was he going into
Hunter?
The hotel?
He's looking, yeah. And so, and Hunter was here, and he's 21 now. And, you know, I remember him when he was small. And it was fun to see, you know, they're so gracious to everybody because everybody wants to talk to him. Everybody wants to him. And a lot of us remember him just being, you know, who he, you know, he was. And
for
you
a
know,
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he doesn't forget where he came from. And I think that's so important. And he gives back to the fair. I mean, like I said, he was there all day for the barbecue contest. He spent an hour and a half over the paperwork, an hour getting the numbers right. Because this year, Schaefer's Ace Hardware was the big sponsor. They've been the last few years. And there was cash money. I mean, there was a $1,500 first prize. There was a second prize. In each category, won $250 plus other, you know, other things. So that was, and I, you know, Ron and Ani, I got a Radoni, big R's. They won the grand championship overall out of Bear River. You got to love it, you know. You know, 10 miles away from the fair.
And they, that makes sense for a small rural county fair. It's, yeah.
But it was great. There was four or five that trailered in from Redding, you know, over in the valley and stuff like that. And it wasn't a sunny day. It was a little bit overcast. And everybody was going, God, it'd be great if the sun came out. And the guys from Redding was going, hell, this is just fine. Don't worry about us.
So, don't jinx it, guys.
So we had the veggie auction at the 4-H veggie auction on Saturday. I went over and helped with that a little bit, and it went great. Ladies Hat Day had over 100 entries. And they had record attack. I think they had over 7,400 people on Saturday at the fair and the races and everything. So the fair went really, really well. I think they had a 1 week of unoverlap. They had a little issue with some Oregon horses and some insurance, but they kind of, you know, that
you work around it.
There's glitches that happened. Well, yeah. They had a workaround, but I guess the workaround didn't work. But it was, I think everybody had fun. And I'm, like I said, we're the smallest fair in the state that still has horse racing. And we're one of the, you know, they all say it's a, you know, statewide, it's a fair you have to come to. And it was, and the corn dogs are still as good as ever.
Okay, so the diet hasn't kicked in yet.
No,
KINS News, right next to the cotton candy stand.
Yeah.
It's 8:42.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to L.A. will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like L.A. is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47, final couple minutes this morning with Rex. ADA update. How are those projects throughout the county coming along? Because I know this is the contract season.
They are moving along. We've got a team working on it because we have the federal mandate that we, you know, that it was kicked down the road from 2004.
Basically, it's do it or die.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of us weren't really aware we'd got to that point because it'd been, you know, under the rug or whatever. But it was brought to full attention and. Then they beat it into our head. So we've got a full team working on it. Expensive. I mean,
Is it on schedule?
Basically, yes. I mean, we've had a couple glitches where we fixed stuff and it still didn't meet. I mean, we've got issues. I think we talked about in the jail that the new jail addition was built the California State, ADA. Well, come to find out, California State ADA and federal ADA are two different things.
It's kind of like NEPA and CEQA. Huh?
Yeah, and, yeah. And you're sitting there going, oh, God, are you kidding me? I mean, you know, so we're trying to make everything accessible for our citizens in need that need it. And there's so many different levels of disabilities that we have to address. But we're getting the signage now, done.
I heard one, and I don't know if this is something the county's already done yet, that websites have to be ADA accessible?
We are working on...
Can you... I've had people start laughing and then crying.
IT is...
What does that mean?
IT is working, so you can have, I think, if you're visually impaired, I think there's a verbal version. And if you think... You're talking to a guy who still works with a flip phone most of the time, so don't, you know...
I use notepads.
Technology is not my big thing. My Palm Pilot has notes on my palms,
right.
So... But no, I mean, so we're working. That's why we had to bring in a team because this is so you have to dig down so deep. We brought used to be head of maintenance. Travis is now working on the team. Karen Clower. We've got a great team. We've got a group out of the area because nobody had the certification for the ADA certification overseeing the projects. The Veterans Memorial Building is starting to get.
Boy, is that taking forever?
Actually, no. It's on schedule, but it was. You
well, maybe
remember,
on schedule, but it's. I mean, because we've seen it.
It was a $7 million federally mandated because of seismic retrofit. Most of that was federal money, and you know, being the and so that's gonna be, it's gonna be a beautiful building.
Yeah, it looks pretty.
You know, it's gonna look great. So, Adams Construction's doing it, huh?
The cannon gets to come back.
Do what? The cannon gets to come back. Yeah, the cannon is coming back.
Okay.
And where it's pointed, I have no say. Yeah. That, so. Yeah.
Second floor.
Yeah. So anyway, the things are going along. We've had, like you said, we've a lot of things going on this summer. It's a Humboldt County summer. I mean, you know, all the events in Fortuna, Ferndale, Arcata, Oyster Fest. I mean, we have an active community. I mean, like we mentioned the fair earlier, and I have to mention it. We had Hops and Humboldt that had a record crowd, and we had a record crowd at the fair and the horse races. And I'm saying, so we had a great day on Saturday.
Out.
Yep.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
Always appreciate it.
See you everybody tomorrow.